This is Tales from the Flipside, and I am your host, the King of Swing, the Tower of Power, the comic book loving, time traveling, diesel punk, prophet of pop culture, Big Daddy Cool, John Pica. You can call me Johnny. And we are coming to you live today from the mobile studio using a brand new Retrocast microphone. And I hope it sounds great. I thought we'd come on today and talk about an important topic, and that is DC Comics and the Hanna-Barbera characters. And if you're wondering, well, Johnny, why are you talking about comic book and cartoon characters? Well, you know, I may be a diesel punk, but I'm also into pop culture, and in particular, the pop culture of my youth, the 70s and 80s pop culture. And, you know, look, cartoons and sci-fi really came into its heyday in the 40s and 50s. And then in the 60s, Hanna-Barbera created this wonderful superhero pulp high adventure universe with Space Ghost and Mitor and Birdman and Johnny Quest and Frankenstein Jr., The Impossibles, The Galaxy Trio, and into the 80s with the Blue Falcon, Shazam, David and Goliath, and really a super, super rich, rich universe. Well, here recently, DC Comics has been putting out this awesome series called Future Quest. And if you're not familiar with Future Quest, it is basically a team-up of all of those great Hanna-Barbera characters. The ones that I just mentioned, minus Blue Falcon, Shazam, and David and Goliath. Now, they may still appear in the series, but as of yet, they are not part of the Future Quest series. And basically, the series is about Johnny Quest and his father, Dr. Quest, and Race Bannon encountering these vortexes that are bringing creatures, well, a creature from another dimension, the Omnivorix, I think it's called, or Omnitrix, something like that. Anyway, it's this symbiote creature that feeds off of the host planet, absorbing as much of the raw material, including people, as it can to make itself more powerful, to grow larger, more powerful, and eventually it completely consumes the planet and moves on to another. And what has happened is that Space Ghost has been fighting this thing, a piece of it. The Herculoids have been fighting a piece of it. And another piece comes to Earth, and through these vortexes that Dr. Quest is inadvertently helped open, brings the other pieces of it to Earth, and with it, Space Ghost and the Herculoids. And it's been a really, really, really great series, written by Jeff Parker, art by various different artists. My favorite artist on the series is, of course, Doc Evan Shaner, and his artwork I just love. He did the Flash Gordon series at Dynamite with Jeff Parker, and they're just a great team. And so he's got a great style for the Hanna-Barbera characters, but all of the art has been fantastic. And all of the characters have been fantastic. I love what they're doing with Mitor. There's a new wielder of the club, so there's a new Mitor. The Impossibles have added a new member. So you got Fluid Man, Coil Man, Multi Man, and now you've got a girl named Cobalt. I guess Cobalt Girl. And really, really cool stuff happening. Really cool stuff going on. Birdman is in it. Agent Falcon. Anyway, so good stuff. And here's what Jeff Parker has successfully done. He has successfully created a team book that brings these disparate members together in a logical way. And it's taken 10 issues, and the whole team hasn't even assembled yet. Issue number 11, I think, will have the full team fighting as one. But it really serves as a model for other writers of team books who, you know, try to rush to get this team together and to, you know, put a story together. Jeff Parker has done it right. And he kind of did the same thing with King's Quest at Dynamite, with Flash Gordon, Mandrake, the Phantom, basically the Defenders of the Earth. And, you know, that was a 5-issue series, but still, the team wasn't together until the end of issue 4. And in so many books, you know, they rush everything together, and I don't know, Jeff Parker has done it right. But here's the question, and here's where I need your feedback, guys. I need you to email me at BigDaddyCool@BigDaddyCoolShows.com or connect with me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, whatever, and you can do that at BigDaddyCoolShows.com. Go there, and you can click the social media icon of your choosing, however you want to connect with us, or even by email. But DC Comics needs to go ahead and make this future team Quest a permanent team and a permanent book. Further, I would suggest that they need to actually introduce these characters into the mainstream DC universe. Quite frankly, this is a team better than the Justice League or Justice Society or Teen Titans or whatever DC, Suicide Squad, whatever DC team you're following right now. The Future Quest team is more diverse. It's, in my opinion, more exciting, and it's more fun. These are just fun characters. You add Blue Falcon to the mix with Space Ghost, Birdman, and Igu of the Herculoids, Mitor, well, all of the Herculoids for that matter, but Igu, the rock gorilla, is my favorite character. I mean, right there, that's a team that could take the Justice League apart. And that's a team I really want to see. So DC Comics, you guys need to go ahead and make this happen. Make Future Quest a permanent team. Make it an ongoing book, part of the DC universe. And for that matter, Dynamite Comics needs to go ahead and pull the trigger on a Defenders of the Earth series. Guys, you had King's Watch, you had King's Cross, now you have King's Quest with in the Flash Gordon title. Come on. Just go ahead, pull the trigger, make a Defenders of the Earth series. The characters are there. Flash Gordon, Mandrake, the Phantom, both Phantoms. You've got Lothar as the new Phantom, and Jesse, I think it's Jesse Walker, the female Phantom, as the next generation of Kit Walker's family. Go ahead and pull the trigger. This is a no-brainer. You add in Prince Valiant and Jungle Jim, this has been a great team. It's been a great book to read. You got Dale Arden, the badass adventurer. Zarkov has been a really great science character in this series. Series, multiple. Not, you know, not the slovenly, you know, hang out in the corner, wait to be rescued kind of Zarkov. He's a take action, you know, badass science guy. And so Dynamite needs to do the same thing. Defenders of the Earth. So I'm calling on DC and Dynamite. DC, you own the Hanna-Barbera characters. They're part of the Warner Brothers acquisition. Come on. Let's make this happen. And Dynamite, pull the trigger on a Defenders of the Earth series. There's no reason in the world not to do it. I want to see it happen. And I want to hear from our friends listening if you want to hear that, see that happen too. And if you're a diesel punk, obviously you want the Defenders of the Earth to happen because those are classic pulp heroes from the diesel era. Everything about Defenders of the Earth screams diesel punk and retrofuturism. So we definitely want to see it as part of the diesel punk genre. Anyway, guys and gals, that's really it for me for this week, or for this broadcast. We'll do another one probably later in the week. I've got a couple of other topics I want to talk about, including a full review of Logan. And we're going to be broadcasting my review and recording simulcast on my Facebook page at BigDaddyCoolShows.com. So, or Big Daddy Cool Shows, Facebook.com/BigDaddyCoolShows. First day with my new brain, folks. You can get to it from BigDaddyCoolShows.com, though. Click the Facebook icon. That'll take you there. And we do live streaming videos throughout the week there. And this week, we're going to do a live review of the movie Logan, the final Wolverine movie. And we'll record it for the podcast at the same time. So you can come on, watch it, interact with us, share your feedback in real time, and that'll be awesome. Also, want to mention our Patreon campaign. We can't do this show without support, and you guys make it happen. Our current patrons have done a great job. Eli Cash, John Besaw, Dave Manginelli, Andy Johnson. As a matter of fact, they've made this brand new retrocast microphone for the mobile studio a possibility. They made it happen through their generous donations. Go to patreon.com/BigDaddyCoolShows and you can make a pledge to support the program. Pledge amounts start at just $1 a month. And go up to there. Go up from there. Our next on our agenda is to upgrade the lighting in our podcast studio, and to upgrade our computer facilities, and to add 2 lapel mics for remote video. So you guys can help make that happen. If you like what we're doing with Tales from the Flip Side and the Diesel Powered Podcast, this is all kind of wrapped up in one. Go to patreon.com/BigDaddyCoolShows and make a contribution. Help us reach our goals and help us leave no fan left behind. We also want to thank our sponsors, Audible. You can get a free audiobook at audible.com/DieselPoweredPodcast. And while you're shopping, you might as well check out my book, Tales from the Flip Side, the book in which we get the title for this show. It's the rest of the story, as one famous broadcaster would say. You get a peek into my flip side here in the 21st century, but if you want to know the rest of the story and how it all came to happen, read the book, Tales from the Flip Side, The Adventures of Big Daddy Cool and the Bombshell Kittens. You can get it at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, iTunes, or like I just said, at Audible. For free, audibletrial.com/BigDaddyCoolShows. And finally, we want to thank Comic Bento. Comic Bento delivers a box of comics and graphic novels to your mailbox every month for less than $20. You can get yours at mycomicbento.com. That's mycomicbento.com. And don't forget, we've got great programming on YouTube as well. We've got the Roll and Go Game Review Show. We've got Comic Extravaganza. And of course, Magic Palooza Mondays. We're posting new magic every Monday live from Big Daddy Cool. You guys need to check it out. YouTube.com/BigDaddyCoolShows. Well, guys and gals, that is it for me this week. And until the next time, swing hard, swing often, and we'll catch you on the flip side.